in the inyanim of Navi Parshaftim, in the inyanim of Navi Shek and so on, the Parsha says that the Isser against Kishu and so on, and it says Kisar Avas Hashem Kol Yisra Eila, and then it says Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Zachir be Tomim with Hashem Alekecha. It's hard to understand exactly what is the Musig of Tomim. What does it mean that a person should be Tomim with Hashem Alekecha? Rashi says His Halach Imay B'Tamimus, which is a Diyuk HaLashon that we would need to understand. The word His Halach Imay B'Tamimus, Tamimus is a midah. His halach is a term always associated with tamimus. As halach l'tomim, as halach l'panei v'yesamim, his halach l'tumoi, as halach l'tumi. The word tamim and hiluch is an inordinately amount of time together. And Rashi here also, when he says tam tiyam shom l'kecho, his halach imay b'tamimus. What does it mean? What is Rashi adding? Tam tiyam shom l'kecho, his halach imay b'tamimus. Then Rashi says, v'titzap eloi, the loy tachkar acha asidus, person should not be choyk after asidus, al koma she yovay alecha, everything that will come upon you, kabul betimimus, was tia ima lechalkar. So emes, if it means that a person should be mekabul, if a person should be mekabul with ava, let's say, a bad gzardin, like b'chol moidecha, or mida mida shomedecha, then it has nothing to do with asidus. He says, why don't you just say that a person should be mekabel everything, like a prekeshef v'varchem ala toim v'varchem ala ra. Rashi is associated with dafki fasidus. So, in two things. In Rashi, we see the mishalachim v'bitvimus is the agdor of tomim tiyem Hashem l'kecho. And secondly, v'tetzap eloi, v'loi tachka ach hasidus, and kol ma sheyov elecha tekal v'bitvimus. So which we have to understand where the difference is between what Rashi says to be makabel b'tumimus asidus, and the general midah that a person is supposed to be makabel all dinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ava. The Ramban over here says a little bit of a different pshat. The Ramban says sheniyachad levaveinu elav levadoi v'namin shehu levadoi oisa koil. It's an emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the complete balkoya. For Yodea Mitas Kol Osid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all Asidus, Umimenu Levadri Nidrash Asidus and Neviyah. And the only one that will add is the Osid from is from his Neviyim, Umimenu Shech Asidov, which means Urim Vetumim. Loi Nidrash Mehoi Vishmaim Vlamus Lassam, you can't ask from people who look at Techavim, Loi Niftach Sheyavor Devreim Akol Ponim, we can't have complete Amunah that whatever they say comes true. So again, it's hard to understand the Ramban says basically it means that we have to understand the only emes about what's going to be is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not all the other different kechavim and so on. How is that different than Gidrei Tefillah? A person is supposed to be follow only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've seen it Ramban innumerable amount of times about Parbanis, that a person is only allowed to be mishtadl and mispal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only one that can help you. So if a person has l'moshel atzara, that a person is sick and needs a refuah, so emunah dictates that the person should only be mispal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the aleph beis. And no koiches, no malachim, and no kochavim, and so on. That's aleph beis of emunah versus avodah zara. Here the Ramban says, also in darshaning, the asid is also to do it only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or his neviim, but not from somebody else. Where is the chiluk between that and everything else? And it continues fighting with things that seem to be v'namin shekol aboros tiyena kefis karvot v'avidosai, and so on. There doesn't seem to be any chiluk here in the Ramban between the normal mahalach of emunah and that everything's taught on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any special difference in Tamim. There's the Zohar Kodesh in the Zohar Kodesh says that Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, he says that the mitzvah of is Hoylech Tamim, it says in Tehillim, a list of people that are especially close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of them is Hoylech Tamim, So the Zohar says that it's a person that Hoylach Tam is keneged Anoich Hashem Elokecha. It's keneged at Sivui. Each one of those in the parish over there, each one of those in Yonim is keneged another Sivui. Hoylach Tamim is keneged Anoich Hashem Elokecha. And it expresses itself, that it says the Lashon is, you have no Rishus, Enoch Rishus Laharer B'mashalo Hishesa. That a person can't be Mahara in that which he was not allowed to be Mahara. So the tchum of that divides a person from what he is can be Mahara, not Mahara, is Hoylech Tamim. Lachur, it's not clear, does he mean to say in the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyashal Kecha, the chiyuv is a person should not think about in Yonim that are outside of Asagas Adam, like the Mishnah says, Malafonim, Malamala, Malamata. There are different Yonim that the Mishnah says in Chagiga that is outside of what a person can philosophize about. It's past where a person is allowed to think about. Is that referring to Tamim? So then, why in the world does it, in the midst of Tom Tiyashakech, some element of Amunah, of Bitach, and so on, and yet the Zohar seems to say it has to do with being Mahara and those in Yonim you can be Mahara about, or you can't be Mahara about. The, one more Makram, the Gemara says in the Dorim that Kol HaMenache, Kol Mishayni Menachesh, it says Machnisna, it says Lemechitza, that a person who does not look for asidus, nichush is like by Bilam, it says, holach l'kas anachoshim, kepam bepam, going, looking and trying to research the asid through kishuf is called nachoshim. And the Gemara says that anyone who does not go after nachoshim, then machnisa is a b'mechitza that afilo malach ha'shores don't go into. So, that's connected together of, I assume that's connected to me, but that's the mishen menachesh, it's exactly what the pasuk says. The pasuk is talking about not going through nechushim, and it says tom tiyam shem alekecha. So the mid of timus is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the schar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machnisim to mechitza that even malach ha'shores don't go into. The Ram says over there that's midi k'neged midi, just like he did not wasn't choyke the asid, HaKadosh Baruch was megalatim rozim that nobody else was niskala. So by stays choyke asidus has its own mahalach, and it's a mahalach that goes past malach hasharis, and in that mahalach malachim don't have entry, and this person does have entry too. And I'd like to understand what exactly is that gvul. It's like the normal Emunah B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a whole area here that seems to be stray out of the normal realm of Emunah B'Tochen. It's Chayker Asidus. It's somebody who's not a Baal B'Tochen worries about the Asid. Somebody who's a Baal B'Tochen is comfortable with the Asid. Here it's Bechlal. It's something that's outside the realm of Hakira, and the person is that's called a Tamim. And one nekuda, a general nekuda, the whole parasha itself seems to be telling you the opposite. It doesn't tell you not to be choike for asidus. It tells you to go only to a Navi. And Ramban is Margashit. Ramban, that's why Ramban learns a little bit differently. It is not telling you that a person shouldn't worry about what's going to happen. It says that the place to go for that is to a Navi and not to Hoivrik Rechavim. So, if Tom Tiyashakav means whatever Kadosh Baruch sends your way, be happy with it, then don't worry. What are you worried about? I mean, the Baal HaBitochen is someone that doesn't go anywhere. He's mekabel whatever Kadosh Baruch gives. It says in no, there's a mahalach to go to a Navi, not to go to the Hozik Rechavim, and that's called Dafka, that's called the Midah of Tamim. So I'd like to understand, we're trying to understand the Midah of Tamim specifically, as opposed to Mashal, the shade of difference between Tamim and Bitochen and so on. It was the Mokka to understand that this, let's start with a morale. The Gemara says in Bechairis that Leia Bechor Oka Vakor Bibhem Techo. So it says, Rav Shimon Halevi says that, Rav Shimon Shlokesh says that, Le'ilch Akav Akar B'mem Techa, Shebe B'mem Techa. Meaning, the Pasuk says that there won't be, the behemoths will have children and so on, but Rav Shimon Shlokesh says it's for the person who's like a behemoth, Shebe B'mem Techa, Amir Rav Shimon Halevi, that Le'ilch Akav means that a person who will not have, the Beis Medrash will not be Akar without Talmidim. That's Akar. And Akara is that Filoscha Loyti Akara, but Akash Baruch Hu will answer it. So the Pasuk is telling you, the Chazal are, the Gemara Bechayis is telling us that for the schar of Shebe Bem Techa, meaning a person who makes himself like a behemoth, which is assumed to mean Tomim, he's not Chayker and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards him with two things. There's no Akar no Akara. Akar means the Torah, the Talmidim, and Akara means Tefillah. So the Maral says the reason is because the person attached himself to the Mekayer HaBracha. That's his Lashon to Mekayer Elyon, Mekayer HaBracha, and that's why there's no Akar no Akara. And with a few words, he explains why that's Shayach to Torah and Tefillah Dafka. Very, very Bekitza, very Beremiza. And I want to try to explain it a little bit better. That's the Nekudah. Let's think about the Kololius of a person's, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. A person functions in three Zmanim. There's Ova and there's Hoiv and Asid. Every person is conscious in his Midas as he currently remembers the Ova. His Mitzias is always in Hoiv. And every person has a sense of Asid. The fact that there are three Zmanim means that these are three different Tchumim. A person divides it in a very sharply divided those three areas between Ova, Hoiv, and Asid. We once said that, we once medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam says a person has a Rishus to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. In other words, Koyach HaBechira is something that's endowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not automatic. It's something which is Rishus. That means that a person's Rishus, in the sense that what he is a balabas on, what a person can function in, is totally what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Rishus. Whatever a person has been empowered with is the framework of his Rishus. Each of these manim has a different Rishus. Let's take a look at the Hoiva. The Hoiva is the area of Avodas Adam. Right now, a person can decide to learn, not to learn, to daven, not to daven, to do Naveira, not to do Naveira. The world of Avoda and Asiya, the Olam of Asiya's Adam, is in the Hoiva. That is Adam and his framework of Avoda. The Avar, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says a few pasukim. Pasuk says Binu Shnei Star V'Dar Shalavich Leget L'Sechav Yomelach or Hanisa Lekim L'Kaskei M'Kerav Goy. The area of Chakiras Adam Shal Nol Yomer Rishonim. The place a person can't do anything in the Avar except for a special Chesed of Tshuva. But Kololius, there is no Pa'ul in the Ovar. The Ovar is the Mokum of Torah. A person looks back and sees what has happened. A person is Mizbeinein in Darkei Hashem. Shalno Avichav Yagetcho, Shalno Yom HaRishonim, Ani HaKadov HaZeh. Learning and understanding is kosher in the Ovar. The sum total of experiences is a person can be Torah and Chayka. And that's why all of the Avar is Oymed for the Drishos Chakiras Adam. A person should be thinking about the Avar, except until the point of Bria Soilam. On Bria Soilam it says, on the first 6 days of Shesh Mepeshis, it says, Adkan Kvoidol Kim Hastadav and Kamil Kvoidol Chakardav. So until Shabbos, what happened in Yonei Havaya of Breshis, are outside of the Tchum of Chakira. from that point on till today is all within the realm of Hakira, Seichel, and so on. So Adam has a tchum of Asiya, which is now, and that's the reshus that's given for the now is doing. The reshus that's given for the Avar is thinking and understanding, which in some ways is a more profound echetimtza of it's a more profound echetimtza of Avodas Adam. A person takes the Avar and he finds Dark Yashkocha, Dark El Yonim, and so on. Those are the tchum of Hoiva and Avar. There's one more area, and that is Asid. The area of Asid is an area that is outside of Pu'ulas Adam. Mitzad Asiyas Adam, a person wants to save up for the Asid, and that's where a person has the problem of bitachon. In other words, if a person is not maimin that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be zon and finance him, he needs to keep storing up stuff because he has a lack of bitachon. So the avoda of what we call midas habitachon lies in not trying to impose olam ha-maisa or maisa adam on asid. And then there's a second chelik, which is trying to understand the asid, trying to predict the asid, lies in the area of taking seichel adam, das adam, which is correct for being choike the avar and imposing it on the asid. Let's try to understand why the asid is off limits. It says Hashem melech, Hashem molech, Hashem milech l'olam v'ed. When we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one pasuk like that. It's a tziruf of three different psukim that Chazal, Masech Sefer, I think is the first place where it's put together, that tziruf. Where Chazal put together this inyan, and it became the Hashem melech, Hashem molech, Hashem milech l'olam v'ed, became something very, very a chiluk of our ikra emuna. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his malchus and hoiva, which is why a person's meshabed is maisim. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his malchus on ava, which is where looking back on the ava, we're misbeinin and we see Yad Hashem. Seichel Adam brings out Yad Hashem. It brings out Ashkocha. That's ava. In Asid, we say Hashem Yimlach Lalom V'ed. In other words, the chelek in the Bria that is not finite, that's not defined, that's sort of Ein Sof, is Asid. Bayomahu Yia Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. The world of Asid is the Melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levadai. So the Chelek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu still is Ke'ilu Mashpia, the Chelek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Beire is Asid. The Avar, he gave us already, and it's up to us to decide. The Hoiva, we have Rishus to do, and that's up to the person to do. The Asid is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamshech, is Ashpa, and in that Hemshech of Ashpa, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud. And that's off limits for a person in terms of Maisa, and that's why Bitochen, in the sense of a person not having any faith for the Asid, is where the Midas Bitochen comes in, and the Mida of Chakira and Jerisha Lachasidus is also denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the Midah of Tamimus comes into. So if a person is to ask himself, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In Avar, it's Tachas, his Shulton. He has to use his Seichel to look at the Shalna and Binu Shnoi Yisdar V'dor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Binu Shnoi Yisdar V'dor. It's your Seichel that's going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Avar. So that's given over to Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzim is only there because I'm realizing it there. It's my seichel, my bina is bringing it out. In Hoiva, it's Be'etzim Maisa Adam, and Rishus Nesuna Adam, and on a general basis there's B'chir to do. On Asidus, it's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Bayoimahu Yeshem Echad means in the world of Asidus is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Shmei Echad. That's the kolalius of the asidus. So when a person tries to impose his seichel and his avon and asidus, he's be'etzem taking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the picture. He be'etzem says, if I can control my future, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely out of the picture, in a sense. If I do something today and store up, if I build a strong enough house, nobody will ever destroy it. If I store up enough food, I'll never go hungry. And if I use a past model, I'm going to be able to be shaylet complete on the future. And if I can predict the future completely, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the equation. Maybe once upon a time created the world. But from that point onwards, the Ava, the Hoiva, and the Asir are all mine. At least in the Olam HaSeichel. I can predict what will be the future down to the last dot. So in predicting the future, we're not dealing about something that's very difficult to do and something that's a raya that the person... Asidus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Mashpia. And that's the difference between... We ask on the whole parsha, like... To the Navi you can go, but you can't go to a Chavik. The Teretz is because a Navi is the Pshat. I'm asking, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? The Navi is not the person that can predict the future. The Navi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the future. The Navi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu spokesperson. Fasidus. So when a person goes to be derish to a Navi, then what the person is doing is that the person is asking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. When the person is going to Kochavim, the person is saying, just like a statistician says, I will look at a past model and I'm going to figure out the future. Hoivei Kochavim is a different version of that. By seeing the stars, I know how the world will be affected and what's going to be happening. So what I'm doing is I'm taking Asidus out of the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm imposing my own Das and Seichel on Asidus. It's infinitely worse than the person who's not a Baal Bitochon and says, I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. That's why I have to build very thick walls, because that's only dealing with Olam HaMaisa. Here the person is saying, I can impose my Seichel and Das, and I'll know exactly what's going to be happening tomorrow, the day after, and the Lo'ilam Vod. By trying to be Chayke and Derish Asidus with human tools, which Chayve Kechavim is, in a sense, it's part of the Bria that can be used to predict the future, the person is being Oike Dashem Yom Lo'ilam Vod. So the Parsha, the Chiyuv of Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha is that the person, the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of Asid. That Asid belongs Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the Tchum of Adam, and the person was not, and that's what the Zohar says, the person was not given Rishus to be Meharer in those Inyanim. It's a very different, the Inyanim that are Dama Lefonim, Lamala, Lamata, Me'ochar, that it says the Mishnah Chagiga, they cannot allow to be Chayke Derish. Those are Nyanim that are too complicated for Adam. They deal with Seidus that Adam can't understand. Asidus is a much deeper Nikuda. Asidus of Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Asid. The fact that the Asid is unpredictable means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Soif, Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Vayad is there in the Asid. And therefore, if the person, it's connected on Neich Hashem Lekecha, the Zohar says, because Neich Hashem Lekecha is the Sheirish of the Bria. It's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes contact with the Bria. It's not even a mitzvah. On Neich Hashem Lekecha, that's the Sheirish is, the Yesh Me'ayin is on Neich Hashem Lekecha. The Mitzias for us of Yesh Me'ayin is in the future. And that's why Hoylech Tomim always attaches itself to that. So Hoylech Tomim, that's what the Zohar says. It's the person who's a Hoylech Tomim, he doesn't think about that, which is no Rishus to think. The Zohar doesn't mean those Inyanim that Malafonim, Malacha. He's dealing with Asid, with trying to impose Havana and so on in Asid. Let's go back to the Maral. He speaks about the Makar Elyon and so on. There are two areas. Anything which is locked into the present cannot be bigger than itself. For instance, how big is an apple? An apple is exactly as big as it is. An apple that's 5 inches in circumference is 5 inches in circumference. That's what the apple is. If you ask the apple mitzad the osid, then take out the seeds, plant it, and you can have hundreds of apple trees ad infinitum, and each apple gives out its seeds and so on. So the mitzias of Akar and Akara, the mitzias of Lat in the Bria, is the mitzias of where there's asidus. And that's why there's no way to predict how much apple puree can you make from one apple. I can tell you exactly. But how many apples can grow from this apple, it's ein sof, it's beligvul. So in the Vlad and Hoylada is the Mitzias and the Bria of the Asir and the Bria. So the Pasuk says, Liyabcha Okar v'Akara, Okar from Talmidim and Akara from Tefillah. There are two Eichet Timtzis in Oilam and Mitzvahs of Yesh Me'ayin, or let's call it Chidush, of Asidus. For instance, a person takes a pair of tefillin. A pair of tefillin is a pair of tefillin is a pair of tefillin. There's a mitzvah of essay of tefillin, and that's the kiyum he has in it. There's no such thing as being mechadish anything in tefillin, and there's no chiddush in tefillin. Tefillin is tefillin. Tzitzis, shreif, luluf, and so on. There are two areas specifically in the olam mitzvahs where things come anew, where there's chiddush. One is chiddush Torah. In Torah, a person can be moilet chidushim. A person can be marbet Torah and marbet talmidim, and talmidim have talmidim, and so on. And shenatul vanecha ila talmidim. So there's an oilam of ribui of asidus. Every sugya that I learn has in itself a future. It has potential. In tefillah, a person has a koyach to be mamshich more than is here now. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me X amount, and I, by being mispalel, it's nisrabe, it's marbe. However tefillah works, not in your name. So the two places of hilada in the olam mitzvahs are in Torah and tefillah. And that's why he says, deshumim shakelo b'bem techa. So that Rish Lakish says b'bem techa, for a person who makes himself like a behemoth. In other words, as regards the olam ha'asiya, as regards the Ulam Asiyah, he stops with what he has now. And the future, there is no sense. A behemah has in itself a clear sense of Haiva, a vague sense of Avar. I mean, all of psychology with animals deals with Avar. The animal has been through, stepped into the wrong maze a few times, and it gets hurt. It won't step in again. It stepped into a maze and got rewarded. It'll come again. So an animal has a sense of other, at least of accumulated experiences. The one thing an animal doesn't have is an asid. Animal doesn't worry about what's going to be its future. An animal has no mitzias of asidus. Completely, that's up to Adam. So the pasuk says, that a person makes himself shebebem techa, Shumashlok says, a person makes himself like behemah, meaning he limits his mitzias to hoiben ava. So connected that, he gets the koyach of hoilada of teira and tefila, because the person gets a shulten on asidus. Because more than that, the person attached himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Navi can say asidus, not because a Navi himself can't do it. It's because a Navi was mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mekor of asidus. And that's what the Maral means, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who's dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tmimus, is somebody who is be'hem techa. As far as asid goes, he's got no sense or mind or opinion or anything. It's kol kulay shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, he belongs to the mahalach of asidus. He, just like a Navi can tell you what will be, because he himself is not a chaytev adayrish, so too does the person who is mevatel himself in the olam asidus, gets the chelak of asidus and avoda, which is Torah and Talmidim, and tefillah, that the tefillah is niskabel. Those are the two. That's what Rav Nachman says in this very, very subtle way when he speaks about the Mekoyah Bracha, both the Mekoyahs, both the Mekoyah Bracha, but that's what he means. By the way, the Mekor is what Chazal called the Rechem. The womb that gives birth is called the Mekor, and Rechem Zaisis Mekor. It's the future. The Mekor is where the Yesh Ma'ayin comes. It's where the Mekor is. It's where the future comes out. The inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh the person. A person doesn't go likras nechoshim, then the person is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makasim to mechitza, or even malach hasharos don't go into, is the pshat like this. If you go into a building, if somebody puts a bomb someplace on a clock, and he comes out and he says, in 10 minutes from now, the building will explode. It's not a prediction. It's not a sidus. Because it's there already. People don't realize it, but the clock is ticking, and it's attached to wires, and the mahalach's been set in motion already. If a person builds a good model of a business scientifically, and he says where the profits will be in 2 months, or 3 months, or half a year, whatever it is, that's not a future. The person be'etzem is dealing with the hoiva, and and this is the hoiva. It just it's means this and this is going to be the metzias of it later. So when a person in the world itself, it also works like that. The malachim at different levels are called ifanim, galgalim, wheels, and so on. It's a machinery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha works through stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geiza, and there's Chayas, and there's Srafim, there's ifanim, and there's worlds. All of those in Yanim are like a transmission. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the force, the driving force, and then it goes through malachim, and it goes through Meshosim, and it goes through Sarim, and it goes through Anhagis, and Spheres, and Ilamis. But bottom line, it's one chain of transmission. So if somebody is high enough and he can see what's happening to Olam Malachim, so he knows what's going to happen here very shortly, because he saw the wheels turning upstairs, and then it's a question of him just seeing what's down in the Metzius. The highest darga of Malachim, the highest darga of something in the Bria, that's the transmission, so to speak, are Malachi Asharis. And anything, once something goes into Malachi Asharis, then the wheels start rolling. And somebody's on a dagger, who sees it, knows what's going to be soon. But that's a type of knowing, because the person just identified it in a subtle way, in a ruchnistic way, where the first wheel that started turning. After everything afterwards is just already automatic hemshech of it, except that we're blind and we don't see it. So in the world, in all the worlds up to Malach Hasharis, they're just a further up wheel in the machinery of Anhagas Abriya. There's a big mechitza between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malach Hasharis. That mechitza, from that mechitza outward, belongs to cogs and wheels. That's the machinery. From the mechitza inwards is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what we called asidus in the purest form of it, and it's what would correspond to Yesh Me'ayin in Briyas Olam, and so on. That is the nekuda where the Tumim stands. A person who's menachesh means he needs to try to latch into asidus. Since a person can't latch into asidus, the most he does is get to some madrega, even after the kedusha, and that's that. For the person that's not hoylech likas nechoshim, that he's not looking into it, then what the person is doing is he's going beyond it. He's being meschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, And that's the mechitza. That's what the Ran says. The megalatim soides that even Malach Hasharis doesn't mida connected mida, because he can stall zech zu to that darga. Let's recap it a second and let's try to explain it from a little bit more subtle. What we're saying is there's a mida of tamim, and that mida is a mida of being mesiaches Hakadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, specifically nasidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the tchumim of the world into three broad areas, into Ava, Hoiva, Vasid. The Mida of Hoiva is what we're familiar with. That's Be'etzim where we have Rishus to do. Be'etzim, that's where we're supposed to feel that we're the Balabatim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala. We're Be'etzim, it's up to us to put on tefillin, not to put on tefillin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu may intercede sometimes and so on, but by and large, we're the Balabatim, even the world of Asiyah. As regards the Avar, there's no Asiyah, and it's out of our hands Asiyah, but we're Balabatim in terms of Seichel, Das, Havana, Hagdara. We can interpret the Maisim that were. That's the second Darga. And that Darga is ours in the sense that we're Torah is ours. In as much as we're the ones who make sense of it, binu shnayis darvada. And then there's a third darga of asidus, where that is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to understand, and that's where avoid of tmimus in our senses. People who go to kishuv, besides the bad in kishuv that they're koiches and they might be avodah zara, but what the Ramban is saying is that the avodah of Achdus Hashem over here is more subtle than just Avodah Zarah. When you mispal, you're also supposed to be mispal on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But here the pshat is, I have to deher that real asidus is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no maga of anything else. Because once something has come into this world and malachim are part of it, or mesharsim, or spheres, or mazalas, or whatever it is, then it's part of the hoive. The be'etzim asid is completely beyond Sur Sodom and is there. So let's try to understand what that mida and kachas nefesh of Adam, and we'll gain a little bit more of a pnimistic avana in what tamim is, the mida of tamimus. Let's say I want to go someplace. So I'm walking down the street. I want to get to downtown, and somebody drives by with a car. I ask him, where are you going to? And he tells me he's going uptown. No, it's not good for me. A second guy stops him, where are you going, downtown? Good for you, can I join you? And we go there. So that means that be'etzem the tachlis, I was kaveh tachlis, it's my tachlis. If and when something else fits in, then fine. If it doesn't fit in, it doesn't fit in. So it's out. Let's say I'm walking down the street and a friend of mine drives by, somebody I like a lot. I like spending a lot of time with him. And I stop him, I say, can I get in the car with you? So he tells me he's going downtown. So I said, fine, good with me. He's going uptown, fine with me. What's the difference? I want to go to wherever you want to go to. A person in a spouse is mevatel their selves. They take stock. Once they decide on who their spouse is, they take stock of their spouse's asid, and they go along with their spouse's asid. A good parent and a child determines the asidus in the child and stalls himself too to help the child reach his asidus. So that means that in the mahalach of asidus, if I allow the asid of the other person to become the asid, that's my chibur with that person. If I like somebody a lot, and I say, just like Rus told Naomi, Basha telchi elchi, wherever you'll go, I'll go. I like you, I like whatever it is that the God that you carry, and wherever he goes, I want to be together with him. So the safe pasuk is his safe pasuk. I'm going along. The word is halich. It's a fascinating word. The word is halach usually means to go back and forth. Es halcha, es halach baratzus achayim. Es halach means to stroll back and forth. it's a reflexive. And it generally means his halach lefonei vayesomim. The word as halcha bitumi means that the person walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to. That is the midah of tmimus. We're not talking about in olam ha'mais alone, but we're talking about in the goal, in terms of seif pasik. There's a very famous verse from Yisrael Salanta, and we're talking to, this is something that's nagia people who have a hecher sheifa. A person who has a sheifa, he wants to be big marbitz toyer, he wants to be big tzaddik, he wants to be big dad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not taking him there. So, one thing, a person gets upset, because I had my goal, and it's a good goal. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be X, Y, or Z. And it's my goal, it's a very noble goal, it's a goal I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving it to me, then I'm upset. Or there's the person that says, Ribbono Shel Olam, wherever you're going, I want to hitch on for the ride. This is, I want to go to wherever you're taking me. His halach lefonei vayesomim means that Avram shtol zech tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu es halach. I'm going for the stroll. I'm going with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where to go to is now your call, because I'm being mischabed to you. That's the pshat, being mischabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam Vasidus. The Asidus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that, very famous memory from him, a mensch darf ton nit oifton. A person has to do, not accomplish. Now, it's frustrating not to accomplish, and a person does want to accomplish. And the worst klola is that the zera tizra and a zara will be koitza. That it's a klola, it's bad. But mitzad, the bottom line, if the person has to understand that asidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is part of his aveda today to make an asidus in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be tzaddikim, I want to be tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to do this, to do that. It's definitely correct to set the goal, but that's because I need it for my avodah today. If I want to know what should I do today, what should I learn today, how should I act, I have to say, well, where's the tachlis? Chayves adam b'lamay. But chayves adam b'lamay is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it every second. It's like a road navigator, that if the guy changes his mind and wants to go someplace else, it can't lock the car and say, nobody, this morning you decided you're going uptown, that's it, I'm taking uptown. I mean, you're telling me, you're going along with me. I'm telling you where we're going now, and I changed my mind. That a person has that hanhaga, that is the meat of tmimus. So we're talking about a lot more of an oimek in Kreches HaNefesh. Not just stam that asidus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the metzias of tachlis and striving, where to is part of the Echatimsa today. I can only be kaveh the hoive. I need an asid for the hoive. If I think my koiches are to be marbet steira, so I need to learn how to say a shir. But that's because I need to know what to do today. But if tomorrow I wasn't put in that position, then I can't say I'm frustrated, it's not what I wanted, it's not what I bargained for, and I don't want it. That is the midah tmimus. So we have the whole parasha here is talking about from the finest points of avoda. That every person, if you ask a person, what is the most important chelek of your balabatishkeit, on what to impose yourself, the answer would always be the asid. We spoke about it once, we spoke about an eved has no asid, we spoke about avodas and so on. And therefore, when the person is asked, freedom is to be kaveh my future, what I want to do. And then we tell a person, and therefore it would imply that being choker and derish asidus should be the most important thing to a person. And at one level, a person does it through Baal Chachma. A person tries to make models and predict the future on what today. On the highest darga of where a person can wrongly be choker and derish is through Hayvei Kechavim and Mazalas and Nichosh, all these inyanim. And most of Shanim learned that it's not the pshat that it's sheker, but it's wrong. There is something in the Etzem Chakira and Rishok, the Zohar says, Hoylech Tomim means that somebody is not going into an area that he has no choice to go into. Dasidus, Hashem Sidus, what's the importance of where you'll be 5 years, 10 years from now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you there. So whatever you need to determine the haiva is part of the haiva. And that's zichamut. The person has to make a real assessment of himself and so on. And but what's afterwards, just like it says by the quote by Chizkia Melech, Behadeh kafsh rachman alomli. What's going to be is not your tchum bechlal. There's no mokim hakir and drisha. So the pasuk says, and every person who's a ben Torah, every person who's a ben aliyah, starts by making a nasif himself. The way in which a person can get there is only because he understands his chayav sadam by lamay, and a person has a tachlis in life, and life is not hefka, and it's going somewhere, and so on and so forth. That's certainly the aleph phase of becoming a ben aliyah, ben Torah, any type of avodah. But the person has to understand that that's only mitzad the avodah of today. Harishus nesuna biakadam is now, and that's where that was given to, and that's where the person has the ability to do. And in order to do, he has to set a goal. I can't walk in because if I don't have an idea of where I'm going to. But then the person has to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgachat. Asidus very rarely takes a person where he thought he would go to, or where it's predictable. And it's very easy for a person either to despair and say, this is not what I bargained for, or Chalil V'chas to be bayit. On that is this parasha in the Torah, that there's a chiyuv of tomim tiyam Hashem alekecha. It's much more subtle than bitachon. Bitachon is that's a masiya. Don't over become hysterical. Muzzin for 1 year is normal to harbor, so harbor for 1 year. Muzzin for 25 years is not normal. The reassurance is not normal. Then a person not allowed to do that in olam ha-maisa. But that's more subtle. In the olam of machshava, that a person needs to predict the future, and I have to live only because I know this is what I'm going to do. That's a much deeper pegia in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rashi says, Tom Tiyam Shem HaKecho, His Halech Imoy B'Tmimus, that a person has to give a hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm going with you. In other words, you're setting the goal, you're setting the destination, and I'm being mishalech with you. V'tetzapolay, V'loy Tachkar Achasidus. And a person, Olam HaChakira is not meant, Olam HaSeichel is not meant to be Sholot on Asidus. Elokom HaSheyovik, Elok HaKabal B'Tmimus, it's not the Pshat called Ma'adav Rachmal HaTavav type of thing. Kol Ma'adav Rachmal HaTavav means like this, my goal is right, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to get there. It only means that I broadened HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to get to my goal. Kol Ma'adav Rachmal HaTavav means, Ma'asheyovik Lecha belongs to the Olam of Tmimus. And that's what it says, Ve'oz tiya imoy lechalkoi. A person that puts himself in that position of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, what he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I want to be with you. My goal is halech imoy. And wherever you take me, your destination is my destination. That's the chiyuv of halech imoy between us. Shabbos. What?
Or a place to get the shop.
This is where your star for shop came to the daughter. Yeah.